Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. No faithful prophet of God in Old Testament times, and no preacher of the gospel in the New Testament era, ever wanted people to be discouraged when they were told of their sinfulness. That was not the purpose of the preaching God authorized the prophets and evangelists to do. Some of the people may have been discouraged, or they may have thought the prophets and preachers were preaching against sin because they were angry with their hearers. But God wanted the people who heard the prophets and preachers to repent and turn to Him for forgiveness. God instructed the prophet Ezekiel to say to the Israelites, "As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?" Ezekiel 33:11. Paul's message to the Athenians was very similar to that of Ezekiel's. "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him from the dead." Acts 17:30-31. The Apostle John reminds us of the universality of sin. "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." 1 John 2:1. It is evident that our Lord knew all men would sin. 1 John 1:10. But John encouraged his readers not to make a habit of sinning. 1 John 3:8-9. The expression, "if any man sin," does not express any doubt about the sinfulness of all men. That fact has been firmly established both in Romans and in 1 John. But with God's help, we must work at not sinning. In spite of the fact that all sin and come short of the glory of God, there is good news in the verse I read to you from 1 John 2, and that is, when we sin, not if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Did you know that the word advocate is the same word translated comforter in reference to the Holy Spirit? John 14:16-26. The Greek word parakletos, translated advocate or comforter, means one who is called to our side for comfort and support. In his very scholarly set of books, Word Pictures in the New Testament, Dr. A.T. Robertson comments on the word. "This old word was used of legal assistant, pleader, one who pleads our cause." Volume 5, page 252. Dr. Hugo McCord renders the Greek intercessor. Charles Williams translates the word "one who pleads our cause." What a tremendous blessing and honor for us to have as our counsel for the defense the Son of Almighty God. John identifies our advocate as Jesus Christ the righteous. The Bible reveals the fact that Jesus Christ is perfectly righteous, the only sinless person who ever lived. The Apostle Peter writes concerning our Lord, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." 1 Peter 2:21-22. The author of Hebrews adds, "For we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 4:15-16. Our earthly advocates or comforters can provide some help in this life, but they cannot help us beyond the grave. Our Lord Jesus Christ comforts and sustains us in this world and in the world to come. If you have not obeyed His gospel, will you not do it this very day? Thank you, and may God bless you.